거는.
Kinnas with Kina Zion. It starts Echa Asta Ve'Apecha. Seems like the theme of the Kinnas of Tisha B'Av is not only to be Mekayne, to mourn, to bring out the tragedy of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but the theme of the Kinnas is a question, Eicha. How could it be? That's the way many kinnas start. Eicha, a question of Eicha. How could it be? You know that the Pasuk in Eicha says that Tisha B'Av, Kora Olai Moyed, Tisha B'Av is a Moyed. And it's very difficult to understand. How could you call Tisha B'Av a Moed? A Moed is usually a Yontif. A Moed is usually a day of Simcha. How could Tisha B'Av be called a Moed? And in Svarim state that a Moed could be understood not only as a Yontif. A Moed could be understood, Oyhol Moed is a day of meeting. Is a day that we meet. The Eibishter is a day that we come close to the Eibishter. How is that the day of Tisha B'Av? How is Tisha B'Av a day of meeting? And the answer to this lies in a kina that we're going to say in Mitzvah Shem later. A kina Lamed Aleph. It's a kina that starts off Eishtukad B'Kirbi. Bahaloisi Alibi Bitsi Minitsoyim Kina Kinim Oira. I'm going to say kinus. What's the purpose of saying kinus? Leman as kira bitsim Yerushalayim. So that I should remember what happened when I went out of Yerushalayim. The purpose of saying kinus is not only to mourn. And not only to realize the tragedy that we're in, but it's also to remember where we're coming from. It's also to remember the good days, to remember what it meant to have a Beis HaMikdash, and to remember how much a part of us the Beis HaMikdash was. And yes, that's the way to say kinnas. With a question, Eicha, how could it be? How could we have slipped so far? How could we be stripped of the Beis HaMikdash? How could it happen? Chazal tell us that Adam HaRishon did an Aveira, and the Eibishter asked him, Ayeka, where are you? And when his children Klal Yisrael did Averis, it's the same letters, Eicha. And really, it's the same question. The question is, look where you are, and look where you are. Adam HaRishon, he was so great, Chazal tell us, he was Misaifa Oilam Al Saifai. He did an Avera, and the Eibishter asked him, Ayeka. Where are you? What happened to you? Look how we live, look where you are coming from. Look what you are, and look what you are. When Klal Yisrael want to say kinnis, it's also the same question. Eicha, how could this have happened? How could we have went so far away from where we were? That's the kinna of Eicha. And that's what it means. That Tisha B'Av is a day of reconnection. Tisha B'Av is a day of Moed. We go ahead throughout a whole year, sometimes we don't think about it. We don't think that this is really not us. We don't think that we're really not supposed to be here. But on Tisha B'Av, we keep on asking that question. We keep on asking the question of Eicha. How could it be? We're really supposed to have a Beis HaMikdash. And it's not only about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash means a closeness to the Eibishter. The Beis HaMikdash means a certain kurva, a certain yachas, a certain relationship that we had with the Eibishter through the Beis HaMikdash. And how have we drifted so far? How could it be? Chazal tell us that from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yoim She'ein Kilolosoi Meruba Mechaveire, there's not one day that goes by that the klola, the tragedies, are not greater than the previous day. And the Dublin Magen is a kasha. If Klal Yisrael is worthy of having the greater amount, Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael is worthy of Chas V'Shalom having the greater amount of tragedies happen to them. So why did it happen why did it happen gradually? Why does it happen that one day we have a certain amount, the next day we have more, the next day we have more? It should have happened right away, Chas V'Shalom. And the Dublin Magen gives a moshul. A moshul of a king that had a son that became very sick. The doctors came and examined him, and the doctor said that he's very sick, and the only eitzah is to make sure that he doesn't sleep. And this son of the king, the prince, was used to sleeping in great luxury, in great comfort, many mattresses, many pillows. And how are you going to make sure that the prince doesn't sleep? So the king took away a pillow. And it was very hard for the prince to sleep. But after a while, the prince got used to having the bed without that pillow. And he started sleeping again. And the king had to take away one mattress. And it worked for a while until the prince got used to it again. And this is what happened until the prince was without any pillows and was out without any mattresses, and he slept on the floor. And it took a little while, and the prince got used to sleeping on the floor. And there was only one eitzah. The eitzah was that whenever the prince would fall asleep, they would have to hit him. They would have to strike him to make sure that he shouldn't fall asleep. And that's something that the prince couldn't get used to. Zok the Dubna Magid. The purpose of the Churban Beis HaMikdash is that Klal Yisrael should hear the message. Klal Yisrael should wake up. Klal Yisrael should realize that the Eibishter is talking to us. But sometimes, even after a great tragedy, and for a while we realize it, but then we get used to it. We get used to a matzav, we get used to a situation, and we start slumbering again. And we slip back into a matzav of complacency. Into a matzav that it's fine, that this is the way it could be. And then the Eibishter brings on another tragedy. And when we get used to that tragedy, the Eibishter has to bring on a greater tragedy. And the yoyim shecharav beis hamikdash stated in Chazal, ein yoyim she'ein kilolosei meruba mechaveroi. The Eibishter keeps on taking away pillows and mattresses, and we're sleeping on the floor, and he has to strike us to make sure that we don't get used to the matzav. Tisha B'Av is a day that we reconnect to our old matzav. We realize, we remember, we try to remember what it was when we were in Yerushalayim with all the pillows and all the mattresses, with all the kirva, the connection that we had, the relationship that we had, and we try to renew that relationship. And that's how we fear the end of this kinnah zayin. Ta'anu lishpoich demoyis kamayim. We mourned to pour out tears like water. Almeh b'yoyim zeh nishpinu pa'amayim. Why, on this day, we were taken captives twice. Zochri b'hiyoyisi b'shalvo yesheves b'yushalayim. I remember how I was sitting in Yushalayim b'shalvo. That's the purpose of the kinnah, to remember, to reconnect to that matzav. The purpose of kinnah is to remember, like it says in the kinnah lamed aleph, to remember our matzav, the way we're supposed to be, and how far we drifted.